But a second element which is fundamental to the Declaration is that Indigenous peoples maintain their need for them to height of self-determination. It sets up a kind of dynamic that's in which there is a protection, if you like, of non-discrimination, and another right, which is that of determining for themselves, organize their society. Like education, which is the field I think most of you are working in, if you take an issue like education, what Indigenous peoples are maintaining in the Declaration is that they have a right to all levels of education, just like anybody else, access to all levels of education, and appropriate education, education appropriate to their culture. But they also say that they wish to control processes of education. And that means controlling in terms of having their own schools, universities, colleges, training centres and so on, which they run and are maintained with syllabuses and curriculums which they identify as priority needs for the community. So this declaration takes forward these two ideas, this idea of Indigenous peoples having control of the institutions in which they are living with, and also having access to the wider society in a non-discriminatory fashion. The question of the declaration is something which, for many Indigenous peoples, is a step in terms of seeking as a kind of what you might call a kind of dialogue between what is happening nationally and what is happening internationally. The participation of Indigenous peoples internationally with governments around the world to discuss a declaration allows them to make references to what is happening back home and to use what is happening back home as a leverage to make advantage internationally. And when there are advantages internationally, to use those to put a leverage on the government nationally. And this is what has been done over the last years, how the Declaration has played a role in developing and changing, both in terms of legislation and constitution and legislatively and administratively, activities nationally. And if you look in most countries of the world in which there has been where there are Indigenous peoples, you will see that there have been some significant changes and developments nationally, and these are very closely linked to the developments that are happening internationally. And what Indigenous peoples have done is they have used the international system in order to raise issues which have been difficult to raise sometimes nationally, and to, if you like, give them a kind of validity internationally because they're discussed internationally, to be able to return and to use that nationally, and vice versa, to take things from advances that have been made nationally and to come back into the international arena and say, well, we've made these advances in this country and therefore we believe we can therefore go forward internationally.